Tailing Coffee started using opiates about 7 years ago. She says it started with OxyContin after seeing her boyfriend and a family member become addicted to the drug. Then she switched to heroin when Oxys became harder to find. One night, she was hanging out with her friends in Juneau.
We were all laughing. We're, you know, high, of course.
She remembers one of those friends had just finished shooting up, and the girl's lips turned blue. Coffee says they all panicked.
Trying to shake her, trying to get some kind of notion that she was still breathing or alive at this point, and nothing. We got nothing.
She says they were afraid of being arrested if they took the girl to the hospital. Still, they knew they needed to get their friend help. She was overdosing. With the changes happening in Alaska, that night could have gone differently. For starters, the Good Samaritan law passed last year could have protected Coffee and her friends when they called for help. And now Fred Meyer pharmacies want to make it possible for people to have access to a drug that stops the overdose.
We see naloxone as kind of a fire extinguisher, right? We hope you never have to use it, but it's great to have just in case.
Melissa Hansen is a pharmacy sales manager at Fred Meyer. The naloxone pilot project rolled out in October at some Washington stores, but it's still getting off the ground. Hansen said people wanting to get their hands on the drug don't have to go to a doctor.
So they can just walk into any of our pharmacies and say, you know, I'd like to get some naloxone, and then we can prescribe it to them, even if we know that they're not the end user.
Fred Meyer can't prescribe naloxone, sometimes called Narcan, under their own pharmacy license. So they rely on something called a collaborative drug therapy agreement.
And that allows us to prescribe naloxone under a doctor.
For people who need it, Hansen says this reduces some of the barriers to getting the drug. After a short consultation with a pharmacist, the person is given an injection kit or nasal spray. Medicaid and some insurance providers cover the expense in Washington, and the out-of-pocket cost for the nasal spray is only $40. Hansen thinks naloxone isn't just for heroin users.
The other thing we're really working on is convincing the medical community that they're not having risky prescribing habits, but that these are risky medications.
For example, cancer patients sometimes have to take high doses of opiates for pain. Hansen says it makes sense for them to also have naloxone and someone to administer it nearby. Fred Meyer pharmacies plan to start advertising the program at their Washington stores soon. The program then expands to Idaho in February and later possibly Alaska. It depends on if the state passes Senate Bill 23 in the spring.
As soon as this law passes in Alaska, that they're already on our radar to go up there.
The law gives protections for people administering naloxone. That night that Tailing Coffee's friend OD'd, the group got lucky. They were driving the girl to the hospital, performing CPR.
And so halfway through the trip, we were just getting past the intersection from McDonald's, and she came to. That first breath, I can't even tell you how good that made me feel, and everyone else was just so relieved.
That was about 5 years ago. Since then, Coffee has kicked her opiate addiction. She now works for an organization that helps women in domestic violence situations. And she says naloxone isn't going to stop heroin use in Juneau, but it could save lives. If it becomes available at Fred Meyer, she wouldn't hesitate to have some on hand.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be the first in line to buy some. I'm not an addict anymore, but I know tons of people that are still. And if I can help in some way, shape, or form, I'm gonna.
Fred Meyer reps say the program could expand to their 11 pharmacies in Alaska by summer. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.